So that's the international side of cricket. Earlier this afternoon, I caught up with Jonathan Wicks, who also keeps his ear to the ground for us when it comes to the local game of cricket. Wicksy, what's the word out there at the moment? What do you know?
Yeah, extensively, get yourself registered, maybe for seniors or juniors via playcricket.com.au. You can use the $100 voucher if you've got a child, so that's really important. So all the experiences there are going to be throughout Maitland, also, of course, at Cooks Park there in Singleton, and also in Musselbrook and also Scone there at the Bill Rose experience. But the more kids we can get out there playing, the better. All the details are there. Of course, if you're going to play grade, you're going to have to play with 80-80 with the shots, so that's coming up. But, of course, we've had a bit of dragging of the chain when it comes to that, so it's just one of those things moving forward where we need to find out. We just need to get ourselves vaccinated as quick as we can. Also, when it comes to the game, if you want to get yourself coaching or you want to get yourself into administration, you get in touch with the person who looks after the participation in this area. His name's Matt Williams. He's out of Newcastle. His number is 0478 285 757. That's 0478 285 757, or send them an email at matt.williams@cricketnsw.com.au. The more people we can get out there coaching, the more people we can get out there being part of administration, it's going to be so much better as we get into the season. I know there's a great wrestle in the game at the moment between is 2020 the future, which is dying away in 50-50 and two-day cricket, and that's something as cricket lovers and fans we need to get our head around.
Yeah, and also coming up over the next few weeks, I'm going to continue to try and get in contact with our local associations to see if they know when things are actually going to start. There's so much, as you said a moment ago, so much up in the air regarding local cricket, but you certainly can help out your local club by letting them know that you're interested in playing whenever the season starts, yeah?
Yeah. Also, we've got a fantastic story about the Sydney Sixers. Of course, great to see our ladies as part of the Weber WBBL getting stuck into it. A lot of the all the games will be on Fox Cricket 501, but some will be on Prime 7, some will be on 7 Mate, 7 Dude, whatever it is, on the on the back channels. But, yeah, that seems to be the nature of it. But Big Bash, of course, will kick off for the fellas, and that will be on December the 5th. And the great news is there'll be two games for the Sydney Sixers in the country. They'll be going back to Coffs Harbour on the 1st and the 8th of January. And so there's going to be some interesting challenges because, of course, the Ashes at the same time, so the best players won't be playing in the BBL. But it's interesting to see that certainly cricket New South Wales now we're going to get a bit of a flag. Mainly, I think it's going to be December the 1st that everybody is going to be pretty much open slather.
Yeah.
But they'll be hoping to do more. Hopefully, we can find out a little bit more about what the Baggy Blues are up to as well. And also, of course, the ACA and those guys, of course, they've come out to the country early this year when they went to Armidale. So hopefully they can find their way into Newcastle. Newcastle, of course, have got a bit of fun when it comes to their cricket season. Most of the football fields have been sort of left alone for the year, so they'll actually have decent pitches and be able to actually get on and play because COVID. So Townsend Oval won't be this great big minefield for the Lions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So interesting to see. But the tradition is absolutely huge for cricket in this part of the world. Maybe Dungog with Dougie Walters. Also, of course, Maitland has an absolutely monstrous experience. But the great news is we're going to have something when it comes to Central North and also Northern England and Hunter Valley when it comes to junior cricket in the fullness of time. When they start that season up with that combined competition with Singleton, Musselbrook, Scone or Upper Hunter, playing kids there from Moree, Narrabri, Gunnedah and Tamworth as well. So when we get that draw sorted out, we'll get it to you in the fullness of time.
Looking forward to it. Wicksy, thank you very much for the cricket update as well.
Good on you. Thanks, Peter.